yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord, do it good.
Good, good, good afternoon. It is Friday. Welcome to Express Yourself, where arts, culture, and conversations intersect. We're your hosts, Amy Kimberly and
James Steinler, also known as Gypsy Jim, during my radio show hour. Thank you so much for having me with you, Amy.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I hear you are on the eve of a birthday.
Oh my gosh, yes, you're right. My brother, I have a twin, and we're born on May Day. So tomorrow's our birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to you. And it's great to have you here. So we have a great show lined up. We're speaking with two longtime Valley institutions who bring much to our youth in the Valley, Symphony in the Valley and Colorado Rocky Mountain School. We will also fill you in throughout the show on all things Carbondale Arts. So don't touch that dial.
Some people have everything and other people don't. But everything don't mean a thing if it ain't the thing you want. Express yourself.
Okay, Carbondale, welcome to back to Express Yourself. And we are here with some folks from Symphony in the Valley. Thank you so much for being with us today. How's everyone doing? Amanda, thank you so much for coordinating this with Katie and Kay.
My pleasure.
Great. And it looks like we have a couple other groups of folks on the call. Kelly, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. Kelly Thompson. I am the conductor of Symphony in the Valley since, about 2014, I think, is when I started doing that. And we've had some fun during this COVID time, but we're about ready to kick off a fun swing event, which is what we're here to talk about.
Really fun. I'm glad to hear you had some fun over COVID. And, you know, this could be because I know that a lot of people were thinking on the bright side. And music is such a cool way to connect. And I assume it's even through that hard year. All right. And I would like to move on. It looks like Matt Weisbrod. Am I saying that correctly, Matt?
Yeah, close enough.
How do you say your last name, Matt?
Weisbrod.
Okay. And who are you there with today?
This is my daughter and my wife, so yeah, we're a family trio, I guess, for the symphony right now.
Very cool. And as I understand it, each of you are performing in this upcoming event.
We are. She's on the trumpet, and I'm drums, I guess. And then Janelle, my wife, she is on French horn.
Wonderful. And before we get too far into the event, I'm going to circle back to Amanda. Thank you so much for introducing yourselves. Amanda, can you tell me, let's start off a little bit in general about Symphony in the Valley.
Yeah, Symphony in the Valley. We've been serving the Roaring Fork Valley with symphonic and orchestral music since 1993. We've been around for a long time, and we've had so many different kinds of shows And yeah, we are comprised of all volunteers. Well, myself and Kelly, we have a modest stipend for managing the group, but all of our musicians are volunteers, and they come from all walks of life. From we have some PhD, you know, music professors to, you know, to someone like me that just works a totally different day job. So it's a great group, and we're excited about the upcoming show.
That's so cool. And why don't you go ahead, since you led into that, tell me a little bit about this upcoming show.
Yeah, so on Mother's Day weekend, May 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday night, we have our 17th annual Symphony Swing, and it's the Roaring Twenties theme. We're going to have some live big band music and from swing and big band, and we'll be serving some dinner, and we'll be spread out in the auditorium at New Hope Church in Newcastle. They've been so gracious to offer their venue for rehearsals, and so yeah, Friday and Saturday night, May 7th and 8th.
So exciting. And I'm sorry, you said it was a swing theme?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, swing music. So swing. People definitely going to want to be dancing.
Very cool. And are people encouraged to dress a certain way, or to dress in 1920s swing attire?
As always. This Very is our cool. biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a gala, so we do encourage folks to dress up.
Awesome. That's so exciting. And because of COVID, I understand that there's a maximum amount of people.
That's correct. It's a very large venue. It actually holds 600 people. And so we are totally in compliance with the health regulations. We are the maximum amount of guests we can have is 175. We don't anticipate having that many. Maybe around 100 or so per night, not including the musicians. And masks are required when you are up and walking around and dancing. But when you sit down to eat with your group, you can, you know, that's your choice type thing. But the tables will be spread out. There will not be a dance floor. And so you will have the opportunity to dance with your group, but also be a safe distance from other parties.
Very fun. And in past years, this has been done in which town in the Valley?
We have done it at mostly in Glenwood Springs at Hotel Colorado. That's a really swanky event. We've done it at the Ute Theater, which is a wonderful venue in Rifle. And Kelly, I don't know if we've done it at other places other than that in the past.
No, we had to do a year in the community center in Glenwood, which was interesting, but that worked too. So
great. Kelly, could you tell me a little bit about the rehearsal process and when that began?
So we generally have 6 to 8 rehearsals prior to any show. I think this one we ended up with just 6, if I'm remembering correctly. We rehearse just once a week on Wednesdays, and we're able to put together a pretty good show. We've got, I think, around 20 tunes that we're doing for everybody throughout the night on the 7th and 8th. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. It always is. It won't be quite, as Amanda said, as swanky as it is when it's at the Hotel Colorado. But the church has been great to work with us, because they have such a large space. They've allowed us, even during the more strict restrictions, to spread out enough to be in compliance and to even have audience throughout the year. So we've been really lucky and very, very thankful to New Hope Church.
That's fantastic. And can you tell me, will it be just one band? And I just to recap on that, is it just one band, the symphony playing, or are there different?
So the symphony is the main event, of mm-hmm. course, but we do have a group called Noodle Soup that does Dixieland-style jazz, and we'll kick off the evening with, I think 7 or 8 numbers that Noodle Soup is going to do while people are arriving and getting settled in, and then we'll do the additional 20 or so numbers from the full orchestra.
Really cool. Really cool. And Dixieland jazz, is that like Southern jazz?
Yeah. New Orleans style is another way to think about it.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I would like to move on to a couple of the musicians here. Matt, would you start by telling us which instrument again that you play?
For the other shows, the normal symphony shows, I play percussion. So I sit in the back and make all the noise. For this show, I'm primarily on the drums. So
very exciting. And you are there with your wife and daughter, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And Matt's daughter, again, would you please tell me your name?
Lily,
and what is it that you play?
I play trumpet.
Very cool. How long have you been playing trumpet?
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. Great. And is this your first time playing with Symphony in the Valley?
It's not. It's my third, I think.
Wow. That's really impressive. And how have you enjoyed this rehearsal process?
I've liked it. I liked how it's later so that I can get to it because I have school, and I like that we have a bunch of time for concerts too.
So cool. And are there very many other kids around your age who are participating?
Not really.
Okay. Well, that makes it even cooler. sorry, I kind of cut you off there. Did you have something to add?
Yeah, I was saying that I'm the youngest one there.
What? That is so cool. That's really great that you're getting a start. And for our listeners and for myself, remind us of your age.
I am 12.
12, great. And do you have a favorite song that you've been working on through this process?
I really like Mambo Italiano.
Mambo Italiano. Oh, fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to hearing that. Cool. And okay, this one's for the family, and I apologize. What is the missus' name?
Janelle.
Okay, Janelle. And what's the instrument that you play?
I play French horn.
Okay, I love the French horn. Tell me, have you all, Janelle, have you all played together as a family before in a public setting?
No, not really. Just with the symphony. We have enough variety in our choices of instrument that it doesn't quite round out an ensemble for just the three of us.
Wow. So you all, when you practice at home, does everyone have to have like their own practice time, or or do you all try to practice?
So we try to have some of our own practice time. The other thing we like to do is sometimes there's recordings, so we'll put on the recording and all three of us will be in there doing our own parts and kind of filling in and getting used to it.
That's so cool. How long have you been playing music, Janelle?
Oh, I started playing French horn when I was in the fifth grade, and before that I started piano at the age of four, so a long time.
Very cool. And do you have a favorite genre?
Not really. I love playing it all. This particular concert's kind of fun because as a French horn, we don't usually get to do jazzy stuff. That's one of the things we don't do, so it's kind of fun to be able to play with that and pretend that we can play jazz.
Well, pretend. I'm sure it sounds amazing. Cool. And how about for yourselves and Matt, and let's go ahead and start with Janelle actually. How often have you played with Symphony in the Valley? Or how long, I suppose?
It's been like three and a half years or so.
Cool.
I had a little bit of a hiatus, and so it's been wonderful getting to play with the symphony again after taking a break from music, starting a family and a career.
Okay. So. And do you both have a favorite song that you'll be playing during the event?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Putting you on the spot, I apologize. We could circle back if you'd like.
My favorite is, I like Feeling Good. That's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, cool. And can you tell me who that's by? Apologies. Putting you on the spot again.
I'm not sure who the arrangement we have. There's a good Michael Bublé song or version of it that's out there, but
wonderful.
I don't remember the original artist.
Okay. No, I appreciate it, and sometimes I pry too much, but anyhow, that sounds great. And so I'm going to go ahead and circle back to Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, where are you at right now? It looks like a beautiful theater.
Well, my virtual Zoom background is Carnegie Hall. But,
okay. Very cool. Very cool. Kelly, how long have you been with Symphony in the Valley?
Gosh, I started with them playing trumpet and percussion, actually, just kind of filling in anywhere they needed somebody way back in 2001. And then, like I say, it was 2013, actually, when I started conducting in the fall of 2013.
Okay. And what does it take to be a conductor? Is it do you have to have knowledge of each different section of the symphony?
With a community orchestra, it's good if you know how to herd cats. That's one of the biggest skills. No, but I came from a background of, I was a middle school and high school band director for many years up through 2001, actually, from 93 to 2001. In fact, Janelle was one of my students when I was a high school band director. And then after I got out of that and started doing my own IT stuff, which is my day job today, I just kind of decided I wanted to keep music in my life. So in order to do that, I joined the symphony and just, like I say, helped out wherever I could. So.
That's fantastic. Do you have a particularly favorite instrument?
Well, I'm a trumpet player, so that would probably be my favorite instrument. Although okay. I will have to say, the bass trombone does some really cool stuff in all this swing music. So that's one of the more fun ones to listen to in this show, I think.
Very cool. So, and just for us novice folks who are not too familiar with symphonies, what are the different sections involved in a symphony?
So it's the typical wind band is going to be there, but then of course the strings are the main part of any orchestra. So you've got your violin, viola, cello, and string bass, and that's pretty much a necessity. And of course, when we're talking swing music, which we are for this concert, that's a little less common to have a full orchestra performing swing music. It obviously happens, but I will say it is more difficult to find music for. We end up having to get a lot of it arranged and things like that, but it's such a neat sound. And I also sing, and I get to sing with the orchestra on several tunes for this show, and it's quite an experience as a singer to sing with a full orchestra. It's a lot of fun, and we get to do that right here in this valley. So
that's so awesome. Cool. And are you the only one singing, or is,
we've got quite a few singers. Mandy, Etheridge, almost couldn't think of her last name for a second. She's coming from Meeker. We've got Lorraine Curry from Glenwood Springs. Warren Lucio, is from Newcastle, and myself and a guy named Brad Swart from Rifle. Did I forget anybody? Hopefully I didn't forget anybody. I think that's all. So. Oh, well, I did forget one. Interestingly enough, my daughter, Reagan, is one of the singers too. So there you go. That's the whole group.
That's so cool. So it's kind of a family affair. Is there other family units in the symphony as well? Does that tend to happen a lot?
Yeah, we have some. Obviously the Weisbrods that you already talked to, and who else has some other family members in there? I know we have others, but
very
that's,
cool.
That's the other one I can think of.
Very cool. Another, I'm just curious about, is there a difference between a symphony and an orchestra?
Not really, just two different terms for the same thing. I mean, if you go back in history, I think there were some other, differentiations, but, it's kind of interchangeable today. So.
Really cool. Alrighty, and let's see here. If I can go back to Amanda, Thank you all. It's kind of so much fun going back and forth here and having so many people on the call. So thank you so much for attending. Amanda, you had kind of told me yesterday, how long have you been with Symphony in the Valley, and what is your role?
Yeah, I started out in 2014 with the symphony playing. I play viola, which is like a violin, but it's a little bigger, and it's tuned a fifth lower, so it's a little bit lower. And I've been playing viola since I was in middle school, fifth grade, just like Janelle. And I took a long time off. I didn't play for probably 15 years. And somebody at work just said, hey, you should join the Symphony in the Valley. And I kind of resisted. I'm like, well, I'm really busy. I don't know if I can do this, but I'm so glad I did. So, you know, 5 years later, I ended up becoming the manager. And I just love every part of it. I'm not playing in this concert because I'm too busy, but I typically will play in the viola section and be the manager.
Okay, and the manager, does that mean the manager of the section?
Nope, that's actually the manager of the entire thing. So I Kelly mostly does all the music stuff. He's the conductor. He's the artistic director, and the orchestra manager, just does all, like, runs the logistical things, a lot of the advertising and setup, and, you know, lots of different little things.
All the legwork.
The
hard stuff to make it all happen. So thank you so much for putting your efforts into creating this event.
Thank you.
And so before we start wrapping this up, most importantly, I would like to know, and our listeners would like to know, how we can get tickets.
Yes, that is very important. You can get tickets at www.sitv.org. Symphonyinthevalley.org, SITV.org. And we encourage you to get your tickets ahead of time. And so you can choose your meals, and you can grab a table. You can buy a whole table with your group. That will be spread out, so that's good. And tickets are $45, which is a real steal for dinner and live music and dancing. And so we'd love to have you come out. I'm sure a lot of folks are kind of chomping at the bit to get out and do something right now. The weather's nice, and, you know, a lot of us have our vaccines already, so we're all kind of ready to get out. So have you.
That's fantastic. And all of those proceeds go to support Symphony in the Valley, which is a nonprofit and brings music and harmony and orchestra to our valley.
Absolutely. Yes, we are a nonprofit. All the money goes back to educational programs that we have, and operating costs, and, you know, any musical group is going to have our costs. We have to buy the music, we have to pay for arrangements, and the list goes on. So we all the support we can get, we greatly appreciate.
Fantastic. And then circling back to the Weisbrod family, Lily, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Riffle Middle School.
Super cool. And are you in band right now? Is there a band class there?
There is no band class this year, but there is going to be one next year.
Really? Very neat. And will you be joining that, I presume?
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. Do you have any other classmates who play instruments?
A few of my friends play instruments in band. One of them, I think I was with her today, she plays percussion, and she mostly plays bells and stuff.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, Kelly, do you have any, we are going to be logging off here in about 30 seconds or a minute, perhaps, but do you have anything that you'd like to add before we sign off?
Oh, just that, you know, make sure you get to SITV or symphonyinthevalley.org. Either one of those gets you to the same place. If you really like to type, you can type it all out. But anyway, get your tickets soon. We need to get that food ordered, so that helps us out if you can get it sooner. And then, of course, you can pick your meal and get what you want. We also, you know, being a community orchestra, we have a lot of fun. And one of our missions is to, you know, get youth to be a part of music. So it's great to have Lily and others that are in the schools join us. There isn't much of an orchestra program around, so we try to fill that void as much as we can.
Cool. Yeah, and good on you, Lily, indeed, for jumping in with all these adults. And just before we go, we are on Zoom. Would anyone like to raise their hand if they have one last thing to contribute? It looks like everyone's content. But have a wonderful, wonderful show. Again, it's May 7th and 8th. And again, tell me what time it is, Amanda.
Oh, great question. Yeah, 7 p.m. at the New Hope Church in Newcastle. So both nights, 7th and 8th at 7 p.m.
At the New Hope Church in Newcastle. You heard it, folks. Thank you all from Symphony in the Valley for coming on the air today. I look forward to hearing some more from Symphony in the Valley in the future.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring is sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I.
Oh, yeah. You make me feel so young. That is dedicated to the very old James Steinler.
Oh, getting up there now.
All right. That's lovely. You know, this is the second time we've had Symphony in the Valley on, and they are really moving forward through these difficult times and everything. So it's great to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of moving on, like people that have just been working so hard, whether there's a pandemic or not.
Yeah, they're still just persevering, and people have smiles on, whether it's without a mask or with a mask covering it, but the smiles are still there, and there's a lot of heart in this town. And Amy, I would like to ask you a little bit about the heart and soul of this town. About Carbondale Arts and what y'all are up to these days.
Wow, thanks for asking. We are busy, I will say. I'm a little nervous, but it's all good. We're having our first ever golf tournament for the arts.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty
so
crazy.
Cool.
Called the Golden Putter.
Okay.
And that is on June 19th. People can come as a foursome or twosome. I mean, we are going to have like some holes that have burlesque.
Oh,
art. I mean, it's not going to be like any golf tournament anyone's experienced yet, I think.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything else from Carbondale Arts.
That is true. That is true. And, you know, we have lots of great people stepping up and getting teams. You don't have to be a good player. You just have to want to have a day of fun and help support the arts. And you even get lunch and...
What?
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like I could even go if you don't have to be a good player.
No, you don't. You can get points for like doing crazy things like hitting a plastic pink flamingo out there.
I think I could. I think my aim is sharp enough for that. So,
we're really looking forward to that.
Is that at the RVR?
It is at RVR right here in Carbondale.
Really awesome.
People can sign up at carbondalearts.com. And we just hope a lot of different people come out. You know, we couldn't do the fashion show 2 years in a row, so this is going to help kind of fill that gap. And just, you know, I think people are ready to get out, and this is a great opportunity to do it.
Absolutely, and it's outside and plenty of space.
You bet.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Cool. And it sounds like there's also some stuff going on with CRMS.
Well, we're going to get to that soon.
Oh, okay.
I am going to, we're going to give them a little call. Colorado Rocky Mountain School's coming right up, but
But we're not quite there yet. So,
but we might just mention Mountain Fair.
Thank you.
It's the next thing coming up.
Okay, and that's always a really big ordeal. And last year it was totally changed up, but you still made it happen, just like you were saying, either how people have persevered, and that was very incredible to see Mountain Fair still happen while it was for locals. But what you coordinated last year was really special. And it, what are we going to see this year?
Well, I'm not going to tell all right now, but okay. I will say that it's happening July 23rd to 25th. Right now, our poster contest is out there. We've extended the dates. Today was supposed to be the deadline. People, you have till May 6th. We need your creativity. This is the 50th year, a big year. Your artwork will go down in posterity. So we have some good submissions, but we need more. We need more. So I hope people get out there, get creative, and get us something by May 6th. Carbondale, the 50th annual Carbondale Mountain Fair. So,
Was that May 6th?
Yes, May 6th. Deadline, okay. May 6th. And then another little exciting tidbit for those of you that have been around a long time. Poppy the Clown's going to be back. Hasn't been here for 10 years. But Poppy's coming back. He's going to be around the fair on Sunday. And I know that's going to make a lot of people happy. But now I'm going to give a call to CRMS. But while we do that, I am going to play some music from one of the bands that you may see this summer.
It's getting cold.
Oh, yeah. We are jamming out here on Friday afternoon. You're tuned in to Katie and Kay. This is Express Yourself. And we are checking in with the Colorado Rocky Mountain School about their 56th annual Scholarship Work Day. Wow.
56. That's
56.
Wow.
Gosh. I'm on the phone with A.O. Forbes and Lindsay Foffman. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, great. All right. What fun. Well, this is a collaboration with CRMS is leading this, and it's very new this year in the way that you're doing it, and we're very appreciative. It's in collaboration with Carbondale Arts, Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association, and Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. Wow. It's Saturday, May 8th from 9 to 4. And, you know, it's funny. CRMS is the reason that I ended up in Carbondale, as well as many others I know. But for those that don't know about the school, AO, as a former student and continuing teacher, can you tell us the philosophy behind CRMS?
In 30 seconds or less.
Yes, exactly. A quick philosophy.
I think it borrows from Outward Bound. It borrows from John Dewey. And basically that within the context of the community, we kind of think that education takes place within that context. So it's kind of honing your skills on all sorts of levels, academic, work crews, relationships and community endeavors, within the context of always kind of giving back to the larger collective, which is what John Dewey was talking about. And then Kurt Hahn was, putting people in stressful situations so that when they occur in real life, you are able to kind of handle them with some kind of expertise and skill. And he was the one that trained, I think, people on U-boats who were being, or boats who were being sunk by submarines to get off, in ways that allowed cooperation and survival. So that's a kind of dire situation. But so this whole school is really predicated on coming together, relationships and connections.
Wow,
anyway.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. That's what we're talking about, because Scholarship Day is, really reaching out and helping in the community. So how did this start?
There were two kids. This is a couple of years before I came here as a student, so early 60s. And Jim Gaw could tell you with great lyrical and sense of things and humor. But two kids from Kenya had applied or wanted to come here. Maybe the Holtz found them, Marungi and Marindi, and they couldn't afford it. And so the school went out probably twice, if not more, and worked in the community and basically started to create a scholarship fund for these two kids to come here. And they came, and I think they spent probably 4 years here. I guess the soccer team was unbelievably good when they were here because they played soccer. Marundi, I've met both of them. One of their sons came here for a couple of years.
Wow.
And the other one, I think John, was a professor at Towson, I can't remember. Anyway, so the ties have still remained. It's kind of a sweet, wonderful story.
Oh, I think that's one of the... Well, I was just going to say, I think it's like the magic of CRMS are those ties, and many times they're lifelong.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, can you tell me how much in scholarships and financial aid does CRMS give out?
Is Lindsay on with us?
Yes, Lindsay's on with us.
Hey, Lindsay, you want to go for that?
Sure. Hey, AO.
How are you?
Yes. CRMS, gives out over $2 million every year to over 40% of the students that attend. So it's a large chunk of the financial and scholarship aid program here. So, we are working all ways to support that and to just make sure that we have geographic and racial and economic diversity at the school. So that's every year. And so this year, 56th time, as you mentioned, Amy, is happening again. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. It's a great gift to the community. I can't wait to have all these kids out there helping, especially this time of year, because
people,
man,
need the help.
Yeah, you can see all the leftover ugliness that was hidden by snow is popping up, and you know it's just time to clean up. That's what spring cleaning's about. So let me ask you guys, what is different about this year? Because I know the way that it used to work were like people would hire students in the community and we would pay them to do some work in whatever way we needed. But that is different this year. Can you tell us about that?
Lindsay, sure, you need to tell them. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it is a little bit different this year. We have typically sent out work crews into the community, out to people's residences and ranches all throughout Carbondale and beyond, and they would do those spring cleaning type projects that you mentioned. And this year, we are consolidating a little bit. We wanted to partner up, as you mentioned, with a few different community organizations just to collaborate, and we are working with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association, and then, of course, you, Carbondale Arts. On larger scale projects, we'll be working along the Artway. We're going to be painting some trash cans and planting some wildflowers and mulching, weeding, plantings. We're going to spiff up some signs along the way. Up on with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, we'll be over at the North Face Bike Park, working on some drainage issues. We'll be up on Red Hill with them as well, correcting some social trails that happen every year and then need to be fixed every year. And then we'll be out with the Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association up building some brand new bike trails. So we will be all over Carbondale, in addition to some of those individual residences that need a little help. So it's a mix this year, and it's a bit of a new format, and we're really excited to be working within the Carbondale community. It's really been quite fun, and we're so thrilled to be working with you especially.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it too, because usually it's me and my crew and some volunteers out there trying to keep up, and that's the thing. The whole Artway is about stewardship and depending on the community. And there were some CRMS students actually contributed to the Archway that's up there now. So this feels like a continuation of already the work that was started. Yeah. And so AO, you have been at the school a long time. And
I have, yeah.
it's incredible to see, you know, what keeps you there? What is the heart and soul of it that just feels so good to you?
Oh God, there's so many aspects to it. I was talking with Jeff. It's definitely the heart and soul is the same. I showed the school movie that was made in 1967, which has John Holden talking about, you know, anyway. And I asked the kids, it looks like some old 1930, you know, movie or something, but the essence of this place in terms of relationships that, as you just said before, are found and continue on forever, is, you know, and you see everybody in multiple venues, so you really get to know people in all aspects. I remember the first scholarship work crew I went on as a teacher. We went over to the Nice Landings, and he ran a dairy at the edge of town. I had a kid named Chris Maytag, who I think was the Maytag. He was well off, and Paul Nieslandic was a sweet guy. He comes out, and he's got hip waders for everybody. He's got long gloves that come up to your elbows, and I knew we were in for something big. What we were going to do is we walk into the dairy grounds and basically standing in about a foot of everything, muck and water and everything. And you're reaching down through that to pick up rocks that might bruise the hooves of these cows. And I remember Chris Maytag looking at this thing and, Jesus, how did I get into this thing? And at the end of the day, I mean, I still talk to Chris Maytag. You know, all of us have these huge kind of epiphanal moments about whatever, that being fairly light, but in any way, shape, and form, on trips with kids and stuff and classes, sports, you forge these relationships that are such a delight to have. And So they just, you know, they add, as a teacher, they add such sustenance to your life and your sense of what you're doing and stuff. So, and this place, you know, specifically is designed to put us all in different places so we can kind of, you know, find, you know, reveal ourselves, not only the school, but to ourselves. And it does it so profoundly well. So it's always a delight to be here. It doesn't grow old.
Yeah. I'm going to chime in here if you all don't mind. This is James and Ayo, just speak to the involvement in the community and a lot of people in our community who were taught at CRMS. I didn't know that CRMS is what brought Amy here until today, so that's really cool to find out. My dad, who I think you probably know, Jesse Steindler, was...
Oh, my God.
He worked on the ranch crew after he graduated for a few years. And right. Folks, they tend to stick around after that, or sometimes at least. And it's been... here in the community for such a long time, and it's really bred a lot of valuable community members, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's real too. It's authentic. I mean, yeah. When you hang out with a Paul Muselandic, you get right down to the basics of stuff. I mean, and being able to do that and ritualize that in a sense that you do it often and you do it together, and it lasts, as you say.
Right, and different opportunities that are a little bit different than other schools, and including the fact that it's a boarding school, and I think one, if not the only, boarding school in our valley.
I think you're right. I mean, yeah.
So let's how before, you know, I know we used to pay students to help, and that's how money was raised. How is this working this year? And this might be something that, Lindsay, you could speak to.
Yes, sure. This year, we went out into the community and we asked for local businesses and individuals to sponsor. We let them know that we were working as teams with a bunch of other community organizations, and we were out there improving and beautifying and just participating as a Carbondale community, and asked if they wanted to support. And we have had so many people say yes, local businesses. We've had First Bank. We've had Alpine Bank. A number of others. We have Karen Pearson with Aspen SoMass Sotheby's. A few alums are Davidson, some past parents, Jim Kitchell, Holy Cross Energy, Avalanche Ranch, Cabins in Hot Springs, Pacific Sheet Metal, Elliot and Caroline Norquist, RNA Enterprises, the list keeps going. But I won't share every single one with you. But we've had a wonderful response from our Carbondale community. So we are so grateful to them for stepping up to support Scholarship Workday and the students that need financial assistance to attend. So thank you to all of them.
Well, I owe a big thanks to all of them, too, because, man, to have 100 students, faculty members, and parent volunteers out and about in Carbondale on Dandelion Day, I might add.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's just so impressive. And that's what Dandelion Day is about, is really about getting out there and doing something for our earth. So I just can't think of a better way to celebrate it. So let's say someone wanted to help you guys out. How could they do that?
They can reach out to me. This is, again, Lindsay Foffman at CRMS. Happy to answer any questions about work crews, sponsorships, where we'll be working. Yeah, anything at all.
Oh, that I am so excited. I can't wait. We're also going to be painting rocks. Because, you know, it's you got to have a good mix of hard work and creativity. That's especially for us out at the Artway. That's what it's about. So we didn't want to just work everyone so hard.
That's right. We really wanted to make this fun. Amy, you and I talked about this a number of times as we walked and brainstormed. But we wanted to make sure that it was a really fun time for the students as well, not just, right, a really long day of hard work. So, yes.
Well, I'm very grateful to both you and AO for taking your time to be here.
And, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Oh, you bet. You bet. We're going to have to get you on here sometime, AO, playing guitar.
That's right.
I can't can't wait. No. The other thing, just to throw something in, Charlie Mowbray planted trees. He's always asking me if they're still growing at my house. Do you have these kind of connections to place? Because kids will put something in there. Obviously, you come back and see if it's still there. It's a sweet, another one of those connections. It's pretty profound. Anyway, thanks so much, you guys.
Aw, thank you.
So much.
And we will see you out on the trail. If anyone wants to join us, we'll be out there from 9 throughout the day. We really appreciate all the community stepping up and making this happen. So see you out there. Bring your gloves.
Take care, you guys.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Yes, A.O. Forbes and Lindsay Foffman, both of Colorado Rocky Mountain School. Wowza. I am so happy we have those guys.
So neat. And you had mentioned kind of the idea of stewardship, and it seems like it applies so much to what the CRMS students are doing and helping the community. It sounds like they're going to be all over the place, which is so great. But also, that's kind of the idea of the rock, of the art way, and a bit of the gardens, right? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of depend on the community to help out and maintain those a bit, and especially not to leave trash or something like that.
That is true. And I do appreciate, we have had some incredible volunteers through the years, and it needs to keep happening. I mean, nobody takes care of the gardens along the art way except you, us,
that's
all
right,
of us.
The community.
So throughout the summer, we love it if people come by, pick a few weeds, you know, even if you only do a few. You don't have to do it all. Every little bit helps us.
I'm going to start carrying my weeder with me in
there
my back
go.
Pocket whenever I'm going down the bike path.
Well, I think we're going to try to have some at each location. I haven't figured that out yet, but it really means a lot. The other thing that's really cool is people are painting rocks and bringing them to
really
the parks
cool.
or adding gorilla art along the art way. And that's kind of what it's about. We love that interaction. So I hope people keep it up. You can always find out more about the art way at the CarbondaleCreativeDistrict.com. All right, we got about 4 minutes left.
Awesome.
But, you know, I want to take a couple more minutes to talk a little bit more about our favorite summer event.
Mountain Fair.
That's right. We will need the same amount of volunteers as we always do. That's about 350.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we hope people start thinking about that. And if you are new to this valley and you want to meet people, what's the best way to do it?
Oh, my gosh. Volunteer at Mountain Fair. You will meet Amy Kimberly, first of all. And you will just, it's very rewarding. And as Amy said, just an excellent way to meet people.
Yeah, you become instant friends with so many people, and you get a sense of what the community is about. That's why we feel it was so important to have it last year, and it's so important to have it this year. We are spreading it out, so some of it will be down Main Street, at least the 4th Street, and then in the little park across from Beer Works. And, you know, some people may choose to just, you know, shop the vendors there. Some may choose to shop the vendors in the park and on the street. Some may come to hear the music. There is something for everyone. You know, hopefully you do it all. That's the best.
That's the goal. That's the goal. And there's so much to do. But you know what? You have, what, 3, almost 4 days to do it. So show up early and...
Yeah, we do
join
have
the club.
Roland McCook is coming. He is the Ute elder that has been blessing us since, even while we had Lightning Heart. But he will be with us again. We also have Larry Yazzie, who's going to be dancing.
Great.
I want to alert everyone next Friday. You can see a Native American dancer. He had been on the show a couple weeks ago, maybe it's a month and a half ago now. He'll be dancing kind of a healing dance to bring everyone out for First Fridays. That's very exciting.
Do you know if he was on the cover of the Soper
Sun?
He was. Very cool.
Yeah. And then we also, just real quick, coming in September, we have the Convergent Circus.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, where the past, present, and future intersect. We are looking for artists that are interested in creating installations. They can get in touch with me at carbondalearts.com. this will be an interactive. It's kind of like Burning Man meets Cirque du Soleil.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. And it's going to be on the Equinox in September. So everybody do stay tuned for that. Or if you want to get involved in that, give me a call, carbondalearts.com. And then don't forget, we have music trivia coming up. You want to tell everyone about that?
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about music trivia, y'all. I am actually, we registered for a team today, so I will be there participating and having fun. It's music trivia. It is organized by Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, the best youth radio program in the world. And it is going to be on Tuesday, May 18th at Carbondale Beer Works at 7 p.m. In order to pre-register, which is required, you go to azyep.com.
Yeah. Well, everybody out there, do have the best weekend. It's going to be probably the warmest weekend we've had in a while.
Looking forward to it.